up pneumonia, etc. It lowers C-reactive protein in PAI-1 to reverse heart disease. It lowers cytokine levels in autoimmune disease and helps boost your immune system to fight cancer. So it is just absolutely amazing.
And I know, Bill, hi everyone, by the way.
And the dosage, by the way, for an adult is 2 capsules twice a day.
Wait,
go ahead.
Bill, wait.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Go ahead.
Blah, 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 blah. And by the way, blah, blah, blah.
I'm done. Anyway.
Okay. I'm going to put the Nutri-Immune, when I'm off the air today, about another hour from now, I'm going to put up the Nutri-Immune on sale and free shipping on the front page.
Wow.
Because people like Hey Ken, you know, in Georgia.
Right.
And a lot of others have been waiting for this for at least 6 months. We've been talking about it, and it's going to be...
Believe it or not, we've been talking about it for almost 2 years.
Because yeah, I know. You told me that last week.
We're having some minor tech problems with the powder.
I know that, but, you know, most people are really, you know, getting anxious by the time it's, you know, 6 months. So,
right.
So it's here. It's great. It's here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I know that I already had to take the Nutridyne and NutriDefense. Where is this one going to fit in? I mean,
Nutri-Immune is already in, the regular old Nutri-Immune is in the age list. And it coats your respiratory and GI tract to cut down on infections like leaky gut and
so on. I take that every day.
Yeah, but this is a new step up. It's an avian immunoglobulin, and it's designed to transfer to your immune system.
It's a what?
Avian immunoglobulin. It's grown on egg media. See, if you're egg allergic, you don't want to take this.
Okay.
But it literally helps your immune system fight by transferring to your immune system, without vaccines, the ability to fight all the major human pathogens like strep pneumonia, staph aureus, MRSA, etc. And then it lowers inflammatory markers that are tied with heart disease and heart failure and autoimmune disease like MS, helps to turn off anything that's kind of paralyzing your immune system so you can overcome things like inflammatory bowel or even boost your immune system to fight and identify and kill off cancer cells. So it does a whole range of things. It literally normalizes your immune system, boosts it, and helps it fight major pathogens without vaccines.
And you only need one pill?
You need the average dosage that I saw on there is for an adult with a health problem. Now,
okay.
For prevention, maybe.
What about maybe,
for me? For you, one pill a day is good. Now, if you have a health problem where we identify that you need it, like you got MS or rheumatoid, you need two twice
different.
A day.
Yeah,
two twice a day. But if you're just doing prevention, one a day is plenty.
Well.
And there's 120 capsules per bottle.
Well.
It's a big bottle.
I was going to bring up Mr. Wynn today. Really briefly, just to let everyone know that
I guess
sorry that you had to email me and ask me, you know, what was going on. I did not know that this man was, you know, saying there was no resurrection and everything else. And
yeah, well, we don't know everybody before.
I apologize for him being on there, but Bill would probably like to say what he has to say about the whole thing. Because
well, we get various sources for getting guests on the show.
Yeah.
And Greg Wynn was, we had troubles initially getting him on, but I tried to find out what people actually say. And when I talked to the booking gentleman, Jerry McLaughlin, he mentioned, well, this guy is, you know, smart, but, you know, he is a little bit strange, and you may or may not be able to get along with him. And I said, well, you know, tell me what he says, because I like to believe in logic, right? And as I dug in more and more, I started finding more things that were wrong. Like, for example, he tries to set a date for when Yeshua or Jesus is coming back. And I'm thinking, well, how can you set a date unless you're a prophet? He said, oh, he doesn't claim to be a prophet or even a scholar. I'm thinking, well, how can you do that? Or I found out just recently that this is after he had his last visit, he was in talking about other things. And he really gets off on the issue of Paul and Paulism. And a lot of it's on about his name. I'm thinking Sheol and all this stuff. I'm thinking, that doesn't sound like someone that's dealing with logic or really good evidence. And I'd like to know what his idea of Paulism is. Firstly, the gospel, I don't think, is... It is really simple. The gospel of Jesus says, if you do it to my least of my brothers and sisters, you do it to me. It really is. Have a relationship with God. All this other stuff is really unnecessary and irrelevant, like the priestcraft of the Pharisees and so on. And even when Jesus healed on the Sabbath, they tried to accuse him of using the powers of Beelzebub, but it said, God made the Sabbath for man, not man for the Sabbath.
Okay.
So the real issue is that Craig Wynn basically... try to think basically all public religions were apostate, and most of them have some issues, but Christianity is not apostate. The gospel is really simple. Jesus came to take away our sins. He did it by saying, I want you to have a relationship with me, and if you do, even if you mess up, I'm going to raise you back up again. The Bible made it very plain that he actually was resurrected.
That's what I want you to talk about,
Bill. He was resurrected.
What is the resurrection to you? I know what it
well,
is.
Well, the first, the
but
first
for
two,
our listeners,
the first two people were there at the resurrection were actually female disciples of Jesus, and they were actually at his tomb, and he literally showed up. They actually, he was there for 40 days. He ate with them and talked to them and witnessed to them and literally disappeared. And of course, then there was what's called the ecclesia, or the coming of the Spirit of God in the tongues. You talk about the feast, the first fruits, where they actually had the speaking in tongues, where they could hear other languages or hear the tongues of God. So the resurrection, of course, is something that isn't open to dispute. It's just, it's a fact. And it's not even related to Paul. So for him to say that when he doesn't have any spiritual okay. authority or whatever is, okay. basically what I'm saying is, and this is my ultimate conclusion, and this goes to other people like Leo Zagami, they have a position, they assume, they say things that can't be supported with logic or evidence, like Craig Wynn, and then they don't have a position to say, hey, I really am a prophet, and these are the two or three things I know that are prophetic.
Don't worry, if you're a prophet, you're not going to say that about Jesus.
No, no, first off, sure. even the ancient prophets, whether it's Moshe or even Habakkuk, one of my favorite scriptures in Habakkuk is, that he who reads this on tables of stone run with it. In other words, the Bible is not inconsistent. It's always is internally consistent with itself. So that if you look at the gospel that's in the old, we call the Old Testament or the old, you know, major minor prophets, and you look at the book of you know, Galatians and James and John and all the other books, mm-hmm. they're all logically consistent, like the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said, you know, have a relationship with God and God will make you better because of a relationship, which is literally accepting the sacrifice of Yeshua to literally wash you up. In other words, you don't become good enough that God thinks you're okay now. You literally submit to God and he cleans you up. Mm-hmm. And you don't make the gospel dependent on you got to circumcise your sons, which I found out recently also this guy Craig believes in, which is, again, more what I call works gospel, or okay. there's no resurrection. So, okay. in other words, I disagree with him. And again, I also disagree with those high-level Masons like Leo Zagami. And I mentioned this last time on the show several times, and mm-hmm. he's not been showing up very well. But then he literally shut me off.
That's because he's a Mason himself.
Right. But here, let me finish what I have to say. This okay. is important. This is really important. And I mentioned this, that I have a really high level of knowledge of high-level Masonry. Very high, okay? And I mentioned that when you reach the 17th level of the York Rite, say in Western Masonry, you know the ineffable name of so-called God, which is a triune name that is a Luciferic name. Yah, the creator God, Baal, the fertility God, and On, Osiris. So what they basically say, two of the three names are actually names for Satan.
Yeah.
And so, not some, but all Masons, even the ones who, quote, are white knights that do good, like Donald Trump, are making so many Masonic signs. The guy has got, he's got, like, he's fidgeting, making 666 and other signs. You have to understand.
Who's the white knight that does good, Donald Trump? Do you really want all, me to
no,
get into
no,
this?
Let me explain this.
He's,
all of the founders
not
of the,
any.
All, no, let no. me finish me. This is important. The okay. signers of the U.S. Constitution, going to the Green Dragon Pub, they were all high-level Masons. They did what's called a, in their own eyes, again, this is the Bible, the Luciferic thing, the original sin in the garden. Mm-hmm. They did what was right in their own eyes, and they formed the dialectic of conflict, which is no different than Nimrod. Remember, it says Nimrod was a great warrior in the face of God. Remember, his wife was Semiramis, and when she died, when he died, they created this demigod that was literally her child that became, who was the resurrection of her husband. So the idea was that they created this triunity, which comes right down from Babylon and ancient Sumer. And what people need to start grasping
Gosh,
is that
so
all Masons, yeah. listen to this, I'm going to say this, all Masons that have ascended to okay. at least the 17th level of the Rite in all religions, including atheists, agnostics, communists, or whatever, because remember, May Day is celebrated in communist Russia and China, all of them are Satanists. And it doesn't matter if you're a Talmudic Jew or you're Muslim or you're a Jesuit
Masons
Christian.
In the Christian church.
Yes, indeed. In fact, you know, there's pastors. An entire group of cardinals that convert to Islam because if you're a Mason, you can yeah. swear on the Bhagavad Gita, the Quran, the Bible, the Hadith,
right.
any
right.
holy book, it doesn't matter. It can be the book of the dead.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what holy book it is. As long as it's considered by you holy, you can then swear on it as your holy book, and you can then have fellowship with other Masons because they believe they're a super religion that's above all these lower level minions down here who believe one holy book is being sacred only.
Uh-huh.
You follow me?
Yeah.
So in other words,
okay.
if people like Leo Zagami are a deceptor, they're a deceiver, just like Craig Wynn is a deceiver. He doesn't claim to be a scholar or a prophet, but yet he sets dates and times, and he says, if you don't follow my works gospel, which is his version of the original Torah, you're not a believer, which is also another lie, because how can he have that yardstick of authority if God hasn't given him that authority to say those things? Mm-hmm. So I want to come against that. I want to say the gospel that Jesus taught was real simple. Follow me, and you basically, if you were to say one thing, what is the gospel? I am with you, mm-hmm. always, even to the end of the age.
Yes.
That's the gospel.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. Bill. Well, thanks for that. I did ask you to say a few words.
Yeah, well, you press the button. A lot of words.
Yeah, I said a few words.
I know there's some people out there who are panicking. They need to realize the real deagle is here. And I will cut through with my laser thought patterns down to the truth. And even if I have guests on that you don't agree with, I don't mind. Email or call into the show and say, why? I had one guy try to call in. He wanted to challenge Craig Gwynn on his kind of end time stuff. I'm thinking, well, why is Craig claiming to have this end time special knowledge that he knows when Yeshua is coming back?
Hey,
and I asked him when he was on air, and he couldn't come up with a cognizant answer. He goes, I'm going to ask tough questions like a really smart three-year-old, only now I'm 65 plus. And my questions, just like I did with Bill Warner, he says, you're pretty funny, Deagle, because you're going to ask questions until eventually they cringe of, uh-oh, you've got too many really good questions.
Okay, my turn.
Your turn.
My turn. Well,
You have 7 minutes left in this segment, so we did good. I got that out pretty quickly.
Quickly?
Quickly for all of the...
But you know what, Bill? Everything you said had to be said. So you got to say what you got to say.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
Now you said it. Now we
people
can
move need to
on
know I'm not
show.
Only their health leader. I'm, in a sense, to many people, I'm a spiritual leader to try to tell them to keep things simple, to keep it logical, and as Jesus said, to keep it right.
Yeah, and we try our best to hear God's
And then
voice.
If we have people that we disagree with, we'll try to set it right.
Let me finish a sentence.
Yeah, go ahead.
We try our best to hear God's voice because you don't want to say things that lead people down the wrong path, and you don't want to have guests on that are going to do that either.
Well, don't worry. There's a lot of guests that are gone, from Tim Alexander to Jim Setzer to Ann Morrison to Joel Skousen.
And, well, apparently Ann Morrison is very pro-abortion. I don't know.
Oh, that was not a wise thing for her to do. That's like throwing her headlong into an open pit with swords headed straight up.
What was it she said? You only had so many... That no Planned Parenthood clinic for an abortion should be any distance any more than what distance?
No, what she did is Governor Perry passed a law that made the distance go from 5 miles to travel to get an abortion to 17.
Yeah, and she didn't like
that. And women were going to end up using coat hangers. I heard the coat hanger thing or mifepristone or other garbage. And I'm thinking, no, and I said this to her, women have the right to be sterile and have a valve put in place like a doctor in San Antonio developed 25, 30 years ago, but they don't have the right to abort beyond conception because if I become really unethical, and people say once saved, always saved, if Dr. Deagle, who's pretty smart, decides to, hey, I'm going to rescue that fetus, they've listed this week, I got to tell you this, they found a way of creating artificial uteri so they can take, instead of an abortion, they can take a low-flow suction, take that baby out, and if they're premature, they can make them survive now at almost any age.
What do you mean? What?
So instead of an abortion, they can take that baby out and put him in an artificial uterus and grow him right up to term. Yeah. The thing is, if they genetically start inserting genes sideways, they can create them to cyborgs or God knows what the hell.
We're living. I'm glad. You know what your mother used to say? Remember what
she used to say? I'm better. I'm glad. I'm going instead of
and
coming.
Not coming. She said the way the world is today.
those are like I got Deagleisms. I got Billy, Dr. Billy.
She used to say that
she had Lorraineisms. That's my mom.
I'm starting to think like her. I'm thinking you're right, Lorraine.
Oh gosh.
Anyways,
she was wise in her own way. Yeah.
Well, so this week I spoke with Carrie from Wisconsin. Hi, Carrie, and he wanted me to let you know that he's suffering from ringing in the ears, and he says that it happens whenever he's thinking and working, but if he's just relaxing or he's asleep, you know, of course, it stops. And he wants to know, you know, why. I did tell him the Minarin or Mini Aaron.
Yeah, Mini Aaron is good, helpful. Do you want to know what it is?
What is that? Yeah, and I guess it's quite annoying for him, I can imagine. But.
Well, what happens is there's often what's called endolymph hypertension, meaning the fluid in the canals for your ears and for your semicircular canals that measure your balance, too, can be affected, but for your ear canal. And what happens is there's inflammation occurring there, and there's peroxynitrate and hydroproxy. So Minarin, Gamma E+, and Cell Detox Glutathione are the first things to take in brain
power. What do you mean by there's pressure? It's like high blood pressure?
Increase inside the canal, the fluids in the cochlea in the ear. And you'll get
blood pressure?
It's not blood pressure. It's pressure in the endothelium in the semicircular canals. And then the cochlea.
And what causes that?
increased free radicals, peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical.
Oh, that's
and
what causes.
And you actually can have, because of the, you can also get a feedback effect causing the spasm of the muscle called the tensor tympani bones, okay, and the muscles that regulate it, so that actually you can vibrate. Mm-hmm. If you actually look, we're able to look down, you can actually see the little bone on the semicircular canal on the window.
When you look inside
the oval
ear,
window, you're actually vibrating, yeah. So what you got to do there is you got to take our Armeniaren, which is fat-soluble thiamine and other things, and you got to take Gamma A+, and cell detox glutathione and brain power, which is the venpocetine, because an N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor is upregulated and causes inflammation there in the peroxynitrate. That usually will start. You can also use lumen photon in setting number 3 to heal and 7 to kind of reduce inflammation. But it's not an easy thing to do, but it can be treated. And what I'll often recommend is you see an ENT specialist that has a vestibular lab and can do a Bekesi audiometry and advanced hearing test to find out what's going on, because it's a neuroENT problem that actually there's physical tests you can do to identify what's going on. Do you have endolymp? Do you have hypertension in the middle ear canals, the cochlea? Do you have inflammation occurring there? Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the medical approach toward it is use things like gabapentin and other things that make you a zombie. Mm-hmm. I don't recommend that, because they treat it like it's a seizure disorder in the area, and they literally make you an idiot. They give you drugs that actually turn you into an idiot. So you, it's not like you don't have the hearing anymore, but it's like somebody else's ears are ringing.
Oh, God. All right.
That's my humorous way of explaining that somebody's ears are ringing like hell, but it's not my head.
Ringing like hell. Listen to
but it's not my head. It's somebody else's head. That's weird, isn't it? But that's what it feels like when you're on these drugs.
Oh, that's
awful. It makes you like you're having a little trip.
That's awful.
It's not good. This is what the doctors give, by the way. We're not talking about a shaman. We're talking about medical doctors giving all this crap.
Hi, Cecil. Cecil from Texas, Bill.
Huh?
He's a great workout guy. He's the guy that, bicycles there in Austin. Oh, I gave it up. Austin, Texas, all over the city.
There's lots
and
of people
else.
In Austin, though. Lots of frisky people of all ages there. In fact, I talked to a frisky guy yesterday. He was 89. This guy works out for an hour and a half to 2 hours every morning before breakfast, and he's 89. And I can tell talking to him, this guy is like, wow. He's an example of someone who's not going to die easily.
So Cecil Belv is a great, in shape guy. I think he's in his 50s. And he says that every time, when he does a big workout, he says, a 1,500-calorie workout.
Right.
In an hour.
Right.
He said that then your immune system is down, he said. So he always takes, after his, pretty much immediately after his workout, he always takes the Gamma E and the Power C. And he said the reason for that is that there was a couple of PhDs that did a study there in Texas. And they said that those two would bring your immune system back to normal, the Gamma E and the Power C.
So this is Dr. Cecil, right? He's not a regular person.
I'm just telling
you. I'm just kidding.
And those are a few of them.
There's a few others, though. The biggest problem after exercise is you develop free radicals. Mm-hmm. And the other
and
one you have cell detox.
Yeah,
cell detox glutathione you want to add also, and magnesium.
If two things are working,
you need magnesium. If you don't take magnesium when you do
magnesium
is really important.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Corporate
media. Be back, honey.
Okay.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Look at that. What time, eh?
Barely made
it. No, good.
But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh, well, I guess we're going to find out. Let's see how far we've come.
And welcome back, Michelle. You got more questions? I can see them all printed up there. You got it.
I do have a lot today. We'll start with Lenville from East Garafraza in Ontario, Canada. Hi, Dr. Deagle. Dr. Bill, thank you for your on-air reply to my last request on protocols for depression and radiation protection. I've ordered some products and look forward to their arrival. Today I would like to ask you what your protocol is for the eradication of nasty toenail fungus.
Well, first off, the most powerful of our three antipathogenics is our Neutrodyne. So you want to put it directly on your toenails at least twice a day to three times a day. Then orally,
we used to say the Alimax cream, but then we found out from our customers that the Neutrodyne directly on the toe.
Yeah, directly on the toe. But then you want to orally take at least one or two of the other antipathogenics. I'd recommend Allicin Med first, a capsule three times a day. You can add, if you want to, the Nutri Silver, but it may not be necessary.
Yeah, the Allicin Med.
Yeah, and that usually will do the trick.
Yeah.
You don't need to add anything else if you don't want to. If you're immune deficient, like you got autoimmune disease or you're diabetic, you might want to use the Nutrimune 26Y. But if you're a regular person and you get toenail fungus, just do the Neutrodyne and, say, Allicin Med, and if it's not clearing it up quickly enough, add NutriSilver.
He says, also, my mother, who is 77, suffers from seemingly random bouts of AFib. The bouts have increased in frequency since her heart bypass surgery over 2.5 years ago. And also, I've listened to you, and I wonder if radiation can affect the heart in that manner. Is that true or not?
Well, the amount of radiation from new X-ray machines is very low unless you're having a CT scan, but even the amount from a CT scan, like cardiolite scan, is not that much. The real issue is when you stretch the Pacinian corpuscles in the atria, or the atria is larger than 5 centimeters in an echocardiogram, then it's more likely that the atrial fibrillation will persist. Atrial fibrillation is assisted by low magnesium levels in the body. It's assisted by extra thick blood or viscosity. Now, there's a test, a lab, and I just contacted my old colleague, Dr. Ralph Holsworth, who's worked with Dr. Sumi in Japan. And it's not voodoo medicine, as one of the doctors recently said to me, voodoo medicine, the idea of blood viscosity. The typical tests that doctors do are what's called a PTINR, which is measuring the intrinsic and extrinsic pathways, fibrin degradation products, factor V Leiden mutation, which is a factor V mutation that increases blood viscosity, or fibrin degradation products, or levels that can cause the blood to be thicker, like high levels of antibodies in the blood that make your blood cells stick together. Okay? those are.
No, I haven't a clue. What, you
what
just
I'm
said.
Saying, if your blood's thick, it's going to make you have atrial fib.
Just speak English.
So if
okay?
you if
English
you,
to
if
me,
you contact you know. Me, I'll give you the link to actually go to Meridian Valley Laboratories in Seattle, Washington. And you can get a blood test done to look at blood viscosity. Or if you have a QRMA, it'll actually show you
actually,
that.
Actually, the QRMA gives you that information.
So if you get a QRMA, you can serially test it, and it doesn't cost you any money to do it additionally each time. Each time you do the test at Meridian Valley, I think it's around $200. And it's usually not covered by insurance. But you can test your blood viscosity. And the thing to reverse that is to start off with our CardioVasc, Omega Supreme Pro, and then add to it things to stop peroxynitrite and hydroproxy radical like Gamma E Plus and Cell Detox. The most important one is nanokinase. And the average size male would need 2 capsules 3 times a day to 4 times a day, and the average female, a smaller female, 1 capsule 3 times to 4 times a day. And you can measure your blood viscosity as you get the magnesium level up in your blood, in your packed red cells, or on your QRMA. And as you get your blood viscosity down, most of the time the arrhythmia will go away. The other thing you can add is forskolin. Coleus forskolii will get rid of a lot of atrial fibrillation. But you have to lower your blood pressure, lower your blood viscosity, increase your magnesium, and stop free radicals.
Okay.
And if you do that, yeah, all those parameters, usually you can actually go to a cardiologist, and they use 50 joules to cardiovert your heart. But you got to get your atria down under 5 centimeters of your left atrium.
What's that? 50 joules, what's that?
50 joules is 50 kilojoules. Is about 1/8 the power we use.
What is it? What are you talking about?
You have little pads you put over the chest around the atria, and they go, and it zaps the atria and will give it back to normal rhythm. And there's cardiologists trained to do that, arrhythmic cardiologists, and they can do it right in their office.
Is that dangerous?
Not if you make sure you don't have a clot in your atria because you did an echocardiogram, mm-hmm. and you make sure your atria is not too big. If it's bigger than 5 centimeters, they won't do it.
Okay.
If it's smaller than that, and you can get your magnesium optimized, and you take these other things. A lot of times people with atrial fibrillation, too, have hypothyroidism. And if you're hypothyroid, you're going to have atrial fibrillation. So you have to correct your thyroid, or the atria will not properly contract.
Oh, gee, that was a quick segment. Charlene, and an email when we come back.
So, see, it's a little more complicated than you might think, but I'll tell you what tests your cardiologist needs to do as a standard of care and what advanced tests need to be done to know exactly where you're at the end point where it'll work to actually stop the arrhythmia.
And what about his question about radiation having any effect on AFib?
Unless you get blasted with a lot, no.
No.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. And Michelle, you have a lot of questions, so we'll try to get through them.
For Charlene, she says she needs advice. Dr. Deagle, my husband and I have been listening to you for quite a while and have high regard for your advice. He has recently been diagnosed with an end-stage heart failure. He's currently taking that, metoprolol or something like that?
Metoprolol succinate, yeah.
And this one?
Yeah.
And that one?
Yeah.
And anyway, she goes on to say that he finds pills are too big and that she has liquid magnesium and he's taking Strauss heart drops. Well, gee, Charlene, did you know that the CardioVasc that we have comes in liquid?
But not only that, it's the actual formula. These that are knockoffs are no good. Let me explain. Firstly, what heart failure is basically it gets vessel failure. And it fails because of three basic things. Number one, you don't get a peristaltic wave because you're not releasing nitric oxide. Number two, the blood's too thick. It's actually viscous. Mm-hmm. And the third reason is the mitochondria are failing. There's elevated homocysteine or free radicals that are damaging the mitochondrial action.
Yeah, because she says here that now he can't breathe well enough lying down to sleep, and he's been trying to sleep sitting up.
The thing is, when I managed to talk to them, too, and when I asked, they may have more than just heart failure. You could have obstructive sleep apnea, so he needs an overnight oximetry test. Mm-hmm. If it's positive, he needs to go for a proper full sleep lab and get usually BiPAP, which is better than CPAP.
So you already talked to him.
Yeah, okay. And then what they need for heart failure, they start off with their CardioVasc, Omega Supreme Pro, the CoQ10, Supreme, Supernox.
Yeah, now she says she doesn't like pills, but she can put that in a smoothie.
She can make a smoothie, but here's the other thing.
Magnesium and everything.
Now, there's a possibility he may need some drugs, but there are natural things. Arvana whey, for example, and ultrathiamine B1 will protect the blood vessel wall, and they act like the sacubitril, which is part of the component of this new drug called Entresto.
Oh, yes.
And what they do is diosmin's from the Spanish orange, and it actually has been researched for 35 years in Europe. And what it does, it actually interferes with what's called a natriuretic peptidase. It actually prevents the breakdown of the peptidase and protects your artery walls. So if you take Vanoan, usually with heart failure, I recommend two twice a day, mm-hmm. at least two twice a day of the gamma A+ and cell detox glutathione, CardioVasc, etc. And then if you want to try drugs, there's only a few that are really good for heart failure. Entresto is okay, which includes an ARB, which is an ACE receptor blocker, and the sacubitril that actually will block that enzyme.
And Bill, then, an ACE receptor thingy, that's not like the beta blocker.
No, you don't. Beta blockers give you four things. They make you fat, bald, impotent, and stupid.
And what's the difference? What's an ACE?
Angiotensin converting enzyme receptor blocker, and that's okay. Yeah. And you might need a diuretic, but the thing is, to be honest, we have natural diuretics like Power C+, and we have other things. And if you do need a diuretic, you need very little, and you have to watch your potassium, because if you're on sucubitol, your potassium can from going low with the current regime he's on to actually shooting above normal.
So what diuretic? What prescription? A prescription diuretic?
If he gets a prescription, Lasix is usually the one
Lasix,
I recommend.
That's a safe
Lasix,
one
yeah, like usually okay. like 20 to 40 milligrams. And if you're on these sucubitol and these other ones, like Entresto, you just need it in the morning. You don't need
so
it twice a day.
So if he sees his doctor, he can ask for
Lasix. Two drugs are maybe Lasix and Entresto.
Yeah.
And then I recommend the naturals, and we give a whole range of naturals to protect his artery walls, to augment and actually keep them on the lowest dosage mm-hmm. necessary of the drugs. And by the way, the Entresto and the Lasix are itty, itty, bitty, teeny little pills. So
yeah.
they're so easy to swallow, they're like a tiny fingernail. They're teeny.
Yeah, he could probably
so he can make a smoothie of all the other things. So he can drink a smoothie, and then he could take his little pills, and then he'll be a happy guy. And if he has obstructive apnea, he can have CPAP at night with the humidifier, and you want to put Neutrodyne in the humidifier, and that'll work really well.
And Charlene, next time you order for your husband, order our CardioVasc, the liquid, instead of the other one.
By the way,
best.
I found out that she has
which
a CPAP.
Which is free shipping, by
she has
way.
A CPAP machine, and our little ozone machine. You get a big Ziploc bag and pop your mask in at night into the Ziploc bag. For you and your husband, it'll sterilize it. So you pop it in the bag, run it for 5 to 10 minutes with the little ozonator machine that we sell. It'll keep your mask sterile. You don't need to wash it every time. Just wash it once every week or two. But that's a good thing. We have a little ozonator that's good for that.
David from Arizona, what is your protocol for a broken ankle with a plate installed?
Bone generator, 6 capsules, 30 minutes after the 2 largest meals. Micell D3, at least 3 to 4 soft gels twice a day, 5,000 units. Myco D2, 2 capsules twice a day. Full vitamin K2, 2 capsules twice a day. And Collagen Max, 1 capsule twice a day. You can use a Lumen Photon on the NICO setting to speed the bone healing and the interdigitation with your metal plate. But our bone generator has hydroxyapatite bone crystals, collagen, and the hormones that actually make bone, as well as silica, boron, and manganese is necessary. So it's not like calcium, which is useless. Is actual bone crystals with all the other hormones and collagen and everything else you need.
Bill, our friend CT from Idaho has another friend of his. He
right.
says, here we go again, Bob, who's 60. It's a real sad story here, Bill, a motor vehicle accident. Did you see this? Did I give
yeah,
you
I,
the
I
CEO?
Saw that, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, messed him up real bad, fusion of lumbar and neck, and he's in pain and everything. So you've already looked at this one. What would you recommend for him just to get started?
Well, the first thing diagnostically is he needs a digital thermogram and an axon scanner for A-delta and C-fibers.
Listen to this. A nerve was nicked in his throat during the surgery and has affected his swallowing.
It'll be so-called there? Recurrent laryngeal nerve, and so it'll affect his ability to oppose his vocal cords and to swallow correctly.
Can you get another surgery to fix that?
It's microsurgery, and it requires reanastomosis of the nerve fibers, and it's very unlikely.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can train him to actually swallow better using viscous. What he should do is be eating only viscous liquids. If he eats anything that's really too liquidy or too thick, it'll make him choke. So if he has what we call semi-viscous fluids or foods, it won't bother him. He'll be fine.
Without
we do that in seniors stroke. That are having trouble swallowing if they had a stroke.
Yeah.
Viscous liquids are what you have to eat. You can't eat liquidy stuff.
So what do you do? Blend up your steak? And
everything. You have to blend everything. Otherwise, if you have big chunks of things or if it's too liquidy, you'll aspirate it. It'll go down the wrong way. Now, for him, the first thing he has to have done is a CT scan to find out where the fluid accumulations are, because he's probably having a materials intolerance to either the machining things for machining these appliances in his spine, or he's got accumulated fluid around it where there's low-grade stealth infections.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing he's going to need is our triple threat. Nutridyne, Alisomed, and NutriSilver. He'll need the Nutri Defense and the Nutri Immune 26Y to fight the infections, because he's going to have infections around there. They can under.
Yeah, Bill, I didn't read that part, but that's I know what you're referring to. He says the last doctor said his scan and X-ray showed fluid around the surgical area.
Right. Now what that means is anytime there's a thing called dead space,
uh-huh.
which is either a surgical open space or there's fluid around any body cavity,
uh-huh.
you're going to act as a filter and filter out infection. For example, a lot of people think their blood is sterile. And one of the first questions I ask residents, like when I was a professor at the University of Colorado, mm-hmm. I would ask them, I said, now, I'd ask them because they'd be real spiffy looking, you know, like they're ready to go to Hollywood, real smart looking.
There's some good looking guys.
Oh, good looking guys, but not very smart yet, okay? It takes a while. And uh-huh. anyway, I'd ask them, I'd say, hey, is your blood sterile? And they go, of course it's sterile. I said, really? I said, how about let me draw some of your blood and we'll sit here and watch until the cork pops off.
Yeah.
From the gases formed by the bacteria eating your blood.
Yeah.
And they looked at me, oh, shoot. So the fact is that if you have any body cavity, even, for example, plate-like atelectasis, let's say you're not properly ventilating your lung because you were too long in anesthetic or you had pneumonia, mm-hmm. as the lung falls down on itself, it actually creates a filter. Plate-like atelectasis, we call it. And you actually filter out bacteria in your blood and you can get pneumonia there. So a lot of people don't get pneumonia because they're aspirating it down their throat, which they can. Mm-hmm. They can get it from their blood acting as a filter, or if they get a body cavity like fluid around, say, Douglas poach in your abdomen, mm-hmm. or around an appliance like a hip appliance or a knee.
What's a Douglas pouch? What's that?
Douglas poach is one of the pouches inside your abdomen where you can actually get fluid accumulating and then it acts as a filter to pull up bacteria out of your system.
I never know what Bill's going to say. Like,
so what
and
I'm saying...
how could I, after all these years, remember all of this stuff?
Right, so what I'm saying, the rule is, if you had a body cavity or if you got any kind of tissue that's collapsed,
yes,
and it's not, it acts as a filter, you're going to get bacteria because your blood's not sterile.
Okay, so you're going to say...
I know how to knock out the pathogens. I also know how to build
Allison
up the...
Med?
Yeah, then you want to put Collagen Max and Her Majesty's Royal Jelly and other things to strengthen the tissues. And you may need to go under CT scan guidance and actually draw that fluid off under what's called a C-arm, which is an X-ray where you actually draw the fluid off around those appliances.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do a special blood test to look for materials intolerance. If there's a true materials intolerance where you can't tolerate those titanium alloys,
yeah.
you got to remove them.
And that would cause the fluid to build up.
Yes, because
you're having a reaction.
Some people, yeah, but usually it's if you got a true full-bore materials intolerance, you're going to get a really serious super infection. It'll kind of get you within the first few weeks or months after the surgery, like a knee or a replacement or a hip.
Yeah.
And if you get a materials intolerance with an infection, it can kill you. You can go septic and it can kill you. But it's more likely he just got a post-appliance dead space and he's now got a low-grade infection in that dead space. So if you draw the fluid off and then you stimulate the body to try to heal that dead space or close it off, then you can get him well.
Kevin Bill from his T-Mobile Galaxy.
And by the way, also his pain. The gold standard for diagnosis is digital thermography, and you go to axonpain.com, and you can get a local doctor in your part of the country or elsewhere that can do a C-delta, A-delta, and C-fiber scan. And then I can give you the treatments we can recommend from our nutraceuticals that'll help to fight your thing and what kinds of other treatments are helpful.
Did you respond back to CT yet?
I think I gave some initial stuff, but I didn't need to give more because it's a very complex case. These are, by the way, when they come to see me, they're not coming because they're coming because they're at the end of their rope. They've gone through a bunch of specialists and they're basically done with the regular medical system.
So Kevin says, I heard you mention products to treat
rosacea. Yeah.
But since I was driving, I did not write them down, and I have had rosacea for 4 or so years on my nose.
Very often to see, when you get some UV damage to your skin, yeah, what happens is it get invaded by things like spirochetes, like Trichomonas vaginalis,
which
is an infection that actually is in the vagina of females, but also in the prostate gland of males. And there's also, besides Trichomonas, there's other pathogens that grow in the skin that can get in the sebaceous glands on your nose, and they produce a local cytokines in your skin that cause a rosacea-type breakup. So you use antipathogenics, Nutrisilver 4 times a day. You can use anti-inflammatories, pregnenolone, and you can add a little DHA. Usually that's all you need to do. You can take internally some Allicin-Med or Nutridyne, but usually it's Nutrisilver and pregnenolone first and see if that'll do it, then if you need to add other layers. But if you think of it, it's a stealth pathogen that's triggering off an immune reaction in your skin. And in the skin layers, you get cytokine levels that actually cause the inflammatory changes.
Okay, we have Anonymous who says, what product of yours is best for needed nutrients to improve or restore eyesight?
Vision Max, Neurogen for remyelination.
Can't see, right?
And the Can-See eye drops, those would be the first ones. If you're still having issues, we use Cell Detox Glutathione, Gamma E+, and we would... how can I say this? We would try to get the free radical levels down. When most people are getting cyanoacid or changes or glaucoma, they've got thick blood, so they'll need adenokinase. Because if your blood viscosity is high, you're going to get anterior chamber blockage. And if you've got cytokine levels like peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy, you're going to actually burn the back of your eye and get retinal damage.
Oh, this is, you say Mario or Mario?
Mario.
From San Bernardino. Oh, we were just there, weren't we, on the way to Big Bear. Remember that, Bill?
Yes, it was wonderful.
All kinds of bad stuff, some school things happen over in San Bernardino.
I think that what's going on there, they had one guy, I don't know if they're Muslim or not, that they actually went and killed a couple kids.
He wasn't
Muslim, yeah, no, but he was just not. Mentally ill. But then there was also a Muslim attack there last year.
Okay, let me read this, Bill.
Yeah.
Hello, Dr. Deagle. Sorry I've been taking so long to respond back with the test results. I guess he went to his Kaiser doctor for a viral panel. And he says, no physical signs of the symptoms. But lo and behold, you were right, he's telling you, that he did have, it did show positives and abnormal results.
Right.
So now he says he's on a budget, permanently disabled. So he wants
a miracle. He wants me to give him two readings rather than Dr. Deagle going overboard, including I should have on the front of NutriMedical a kitchen sink, because I don't do that anymore. I give him two things and then prayer. How's that? Or three.
Okay.
Because he's on a budget. He's warning me. Don't do it, Bill.
He's on this thing called Enbrel immunosuppressor. What's that?
Enbrel. Yeah, it's a toxic, nasty drug that rheumatologists give for things like, you know, rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes.
It's really bad. And in fact, you can start getting infections with bugs that ordinarily will only affect your kitty cat or your doggy.
You know what he's saying? I guess you've helped with a protocol for depression. He says that he's depressed. Is that because of that Enbrel stuff?
Enbrel will make you depressed. It's a depression-inducing drug.
Sad. Yeah. That's sad in itself.
You want to get depressed, take toxic polypharmacy. Okay. By the way, I'm changing from PHARM to farming. PHFARM. So most of the population are actually being farmed. By the time they're my age, 65, they're on 6 to 12 drugs. Now, if you're on one or two, that's kind of okay. But if you're on 6 to 12, you're kind of becoming derealized. You're not really a person anymore. You're kind of a shadow.
So for this, did you already look at this, Bill?
I did. I looked at it. Usually they start off with a couple problems and they have more. So I'll respond to that. I think it's a new one. I'll just check to see if I... Because I get a zillion consults every day.
Oh, this is funny. This next one's from Charles from Texas, Bill.
Uh-huh.
I just saw on YouTube, hi, Michelle, on YouTube that burning well-dried coffee ground sends mosquitoes flying. Remember last week we were talking about the mosquitoes? They're getting cut down now a bit. They're not quite as bad, but they're still out there. He said, I've not tried it, but he was just suggesting it, Bill, that we might try that. Is placing a row of dried coffee grounds on a stick and burning the stick.
I realize why the mosquitoes are mutant. They're actually not regular mosquitoes. They're called Fukushitos.
What?
Like Fukushima.
Oh.
Fukushitos.
Okay.
Do you like that?
No.
It's another legalism.
No.
No, no.
Okay. Florin from Illinois, Bill.
Yeah. Can by the way, those neurotoxins, when they spray and they don't tell you to go inside and filter your air.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe they did that here. They sprayed.
That's really ugly and nasty because those people should be sued because when they spray you, those neurotoxins will kill little insects and butterflies and stuff, but they're not really good for people either. Because guess what? You have a nervous system, too.
If they keep that up, we'll have to move.
No, no, you don't move. You make a legal motion. You actually threaten to sue the buggers.
Okay. Florin from Illinois. Okay.
Because
there's
stupid people everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Especially all over America. Go ahead.
Can you please give me a protocol for Lyme disease?
Real simple. Triple threat, NutriSilver, Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, full dosage. Nutri Defense and Nutri Immune 26Y. Boom. You can measure the viral load and it'll drop like a rock. And it doesn't cost you, like, for example, hepatitis C, the drug for hep C now, right? It's $11,000 to $12,000 a month. So if you take our little protocol, it's a few $100 a month and bye bye pathogens, full dosage for 2 to 3 months and then a maintenance dosage thereafter for however long you want to make sure you stay in remission.
And she also says, what would you recommend for allergies? Well, we've got our Allergon.
We have Allergon, too. Allerbon.
That's on sale right now on the front page.
Exactly.
I think it's like 15% off.
Wow. Yeah. Allerblock, very safe antihistamine, and Allergon actually gets rid of the histamine altogether enzyme.
And Allerblock is good, too.
The other one's really good for that is Power C. lots of cytokines that make your nasal passages or your
eyes.
Let
me come back, Michael, in an email.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'll go ahead with your next question or statement.
It was Michael, remember I was telling you? He's got a few things here, and I know we're short on time, so how about one that a lot of people can relate to, high cholesterol?
You take cod liver liquid. Do not take an HMG chorioreductase inhibitor. It cuts off cholesterol generation of CoQ10 that coats your globules so you don't end up damaging your arteries. Mm-hmm. It also interferes with the oligodendrocytes that put myelin around your nerve fiber tracts. You can actually get transient global amnesia and dementia if you take that. So just take 10 to 20 mils of the omega cod liver liquid. Done.
And high uric acid.
Bio-LVR. Or you can take superfolate pyrimethyl B12. And the other thing you can take is semethyl. One sachet in the morning, one again in the afternoon.
Monroe, in an email. My grandson was recently diagnosed with
ankylosing spondylitis.
That's it.
Yeah, you want to take...
He's 15 years old.
Yeah, what you want to do is you want to take Arthritix, mm-hmm. One capsule twice a day, Inflamex, five capsules twice a day, and Natokinase, two capsules three times a day.
Moving along, Jacob from Maryland. I want to reach my potential, my mental potential. I feel like I have had a decline since adolescence.
Uh-huh.
What would you recommend?
Cognition Plus, two capsules twice a day, Brain Power, one twice a day, Neurogen, two soft gels twice a day, and Brain Power, Calm Mind to keep your calm and also to protect your brain from oxidative stress. And you can add Synaptin, which is a little brother of the Cognition Plus, a capsule twice a day.
Okay, Audrey from Placerville here in California, Bill. She's 60 years old, she says, and she suffers from rheumatoid arthritis. And I won't read this whole long page because we're short in time.
Mycoplasma incognita, the protocol I just gave for ankylosing spondylitis, you add to that antipathogenics, and you add leptin metabolic antipathogenics, which is our Neutrodyne, Alcimed, Nutrisilver, and the Nutriimmune 26Y, will downregulate the cytokine levels and reduce cell detox glutathione because it's peroxynitrate radical that makes the rheumatoid nodules in the joints.
Okay, I think Jenny...
But you got to kill off the pathogens. It's Mycoplasma hominis, incognita, that triggers off the attack that causes the rheumatoid nodules.
Jenny from Florida, with the she had stage 4 breast cancer, Bill, and a left breast mastectomy.
Right.
For prevention going forward, what would you recommend? The malignant block?
A malignant block, 2 capsules twice a day. Elagic, 2 capsules twice a day. Power C, 3 to 6 capsules twice a day. With the full vitamin K2, 1 capsule of full vitamin K2 for every 3 Power C.
Okay.
And that usually will do the trick. She can also take her Nutriimmune 26Y, which will boost her immune system to fight the cancer.
Good. Carol, Bill, in an email, has recurrent UTIs, urinary tract infections. She's been on antibiotics for a couple of years. Nothing's working. What would you recommend for
that? She needs something to protect her, to choose her muscles, so she needs to take bladder up, a soft gel twice a day. And then I would add to that their antipathogenics. Probably start off with Nutrisilver, 3 drops in one spray for 10 pounds body weight. And I'd add 1 or 2 of the other antipathogens, say 15 drops of Neutrodyne 3 times a day. The motility issue is a big one because what happens to the bladder, if it's in women especially, comes from the perineum to the bladder, and there's if you have to restore peristalsis. So you start off with the bladder up, and then you can add Swedish flower pollen to maintain normal detrusor tone so you don't get reflux up the ureter back into the bladder.
Pam from Cameron Park here in California. Hi, Pam. Hello, Michelle. Please let Dr. Deagle know that the Calm Mind and Brain Mag seems to be working. Today is my 3rd day using the drink. The first day I had 1, second day 2. Today I'll have 1. From my understanding, once the calmness comes to me for a couple of days, then I can cut back to as needed. Is that correct?
Nope. You got to stay on it forever. If you're tense, you're not going to get better. What I've found, once tense, always tense.
Yeah.
You have lower dosage. You may only need 1 scoop of each twice a day. But you don't stop. You don't think, well, I'm cured now. That's good now. Thank you, Deagle. You're pretty good.
Thanks, Bill.
Yeah. God passed me on the top of the head and says, Deagle, that was good. No. You got to stay on some of it, even if it's 1 scoop of each twice a day, because if you're tense, your nervous system is set to a higher register, and if you stop it, it's going to come back, and it'll actually come back with a storm.
Yeah. Jim Bill from Missouri, will Allicin Med kill Candida?
Yes. Both the branching and budding form, it's better in caspofungin, which will fry your liver.
Wonderful.
Don't take the toxic drugs from the docs.
And that's just that one product?
Like Nizoral. If you take Nizoral, for example, or caspofungin, it actually does a chemical castration. Your male and female hormone levels that are detectable in your blood will cease to be.
Well, thank you, my dear. Boy, when I put you on the fast mode, you really went through them all. That was
a record. My mouse is catching up with my brain that runs at 5,000 megahertz.
Anyways, thank you for all the great answers today, Bill. Thank you for listening. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next... Oh, my goodness, it'll be May, Bill.
Yeah, it'll be after May Day. You know what? The most important thing is ask better questions. Only use NutriMeds. You get free advice. Why go anywhere else? Come here to the place.
We care
for you, we love you, we pray for you, and we'll provide you the best care and the best information.
Have a great weekend.
Take care, everybody. Back on Monday. And video this weekend.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth, truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Friday, April 28th, 2017. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Boy, we need a rest. We probably won't get it, but we need a rest after what a week this has been. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phones when you call on in. And, of course, a reminder, the lovely Lady Claire will be joining us